Thank you for returning to listen to the 7th episode of the Fragile Mind series, Collateral Contributions, presented by Broken Arts Entertainment.
Back in 5, 4, 3.
We are back with Shelley Pendergrass, CEO of the Waterford Investment Group. Shelley, this has been amazing. You are up to $5.1 billion in donations, with half going to the World Fund and the other half going to WaterAid, providing sustainable water to areas of the planet where it's inaccessible. $5.1 billion is a lot of money.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Good causes, though.
Yes, of course. Pray with me.
Oh, okay. Sure.
God, please use the money donated today as a vessel of opportunity for the betterment of the world, and keep the greedy hands of the ill-intended at arm's length from those that have nefarious intentions.
There's a first time for everything.
You're not a believer, Michael.
Oh, I see what you're doing. This show is about you, not me.
No. This show is about what the world can do for the world. Don't ever forget that. While we may need to restructure a few things at WIG, I'm sure we've made the world a better place.
Restructure? As in layoff?
Don't be silly, Michael. We will fire those that have earned their termination. I'm talking about you, Stephen.
Your chief of staff.
He lied to me this morning. Anything else?
He seems like a nice person.
Nice people don't deceive. I'm going to leave. I hope my money is spent well, or I'll be back.
Sure. Remember, In Time is the most watched daytime show on the planet. We change lives every day, and today, Shelley Pendergrass, the CEO of the Waterford Investment Group, has shared the wealth. Thank you again, Shelley. Okay. These shows are never the same. Our next guest doesn't need an introduction. She owns a lot of businesses, was a guest billionaire negotiator on Shark Tank, but her dating app, Sideswipe, put her and a few others on the map, baby. Please welcome to In Time, J.C. Grafton. Please have a seat.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for agreeing to be on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Everything is amazing right now.
That's good to hear.
And you, this show, how amazing, right?
Yes, contributing to great causes throughout the world, providing economic lift in depressed parts of our society, helping billionaires share their excess wealth.
Excess wealth.
Let's pull up the big board. Oh my. How about another round of applause for the contributions from Shelley Pendergrass? Her investment group contributed $5.1 billion. We are nearly to $100 billion contributed this year. Maybe JC will put us over the top. Want to cut to the chase and just donate $1.9 billion?
Wow, that's great. Wow, yeah. Let's see how this goes.
Or maybe you'd like to break Dylan Bradbury's record of $5.2 billion.
Yeah, I don't have a spare $5.2 billion just laying around.
Looks like that joke didn't land. What's the penalty for a bad joke?
I don't know.
Nothing! You could tell as many as you'd like. Wow, you're really wound tight, JC. You. Let's talk about you. We're going to get into what JC has been up to right after this break.
Great job with Shelley, Michael.
Oh, no problem. That was a close one. Got a little crazy at the end.
You still sealed the deal.
I'm not looking forward to being extorted on national television.
What? After this, you get to claim your rightful spot on the philanthropic Mount Rushmore. Come on, JC. We both know that you're excited.
Excited? That's probably not the word I'd use.
10 minutes and it's all over. Be a good sport.
10 minutes and millions, if not billions, of dollars later.
Positive publicity. So much positive publicity.
You guys have been amazing. Look under your seats. One of you has just won $5,000. Congratulations.
I won? Holy shit, I won something.
Congratulations! Sir, if you can wait until after the show. Thanks.
Oh, yes, of course. I can't believe I won. Here, you have this. No, take it. I don't need it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
We're live in 5, 4, 3.
Welcome back to In Time with Michael Peterson. We are just starting our chat with J.C. Grafton, founder and president of Sideswipe, the wildly popular dating app that does a background check on both parties prior to putting the algorithms in place to find a compatible couple. Here's how this works. J.C. will have several different ways to donate money. We can do it the easy way, and she can donate $1 billion right now and walk away, no harm, no foul. Or we could do it the entertaining way, where we ask JC a series of questions related to her business, and every time she messes up, well, she pays for her errors in the form of donated monies. Want to know who she's playing for?
Today, JC Grafton will be donating 50% to the Wilshner Fund, a private equity fund dedicated to the gentrification of underprivileged and underserved communities throughout the US of A, and then reintroducing residents of these communities without increasing costs. In addition, JC has agreed to donate the other 50% to the World Economic Lift Fund. The wealth provides sustainable living to underserved regions of the world. Today's community is Sousse, Tunisia.
Time for our first question. As of this morning, what is the total valuation of Sideswipe to the nearest million?
Okay, as of this morning,
it's... Security.
What?
Hand over the device, ma'am.
No, this is my personal device.
It is against show rules for a contestant to consult with a device while on the show.
Listen, I will... Shit.
Do you need the question again?
No. I need to go to the restroom.
JC, you haven't answered the first question, so you could still donate the billion, and your time on our show will be done.
It was 13.1 billion as of this morning.
You know what that means. To the big board!
No, that's not right.
JC, you were closer than Shelley was. Why do you think your number is off by $1.1 billion? That's a lot.
My executive assistant, Robbie Brighton, he told me it was 13.1 billion.
Did Robbie know you were coming on this show?
Yes.
Sounds like Robbie Brighton was in time. Thank you, Robbie, for your contributions to our show. You know the rules. Egregious misrepresentation equals 10% of the difference. And in this case, it's $110 million. This is why I love this job. Okay, before we get back to the questions, talk to me about your newest venture.
$110 million? Oh my God, seriously?
Focus, JC, we're live.
What was the question?
You guys have something mysterious in the works. Tell us about it.
Okay. Whew. In our dating app Sideswipe, we created this masterful algorithm.
The Pierre algorithm, right?
No, this is different. It examines all crimes and criminal activity. You see, if we take the 37 points of focus from Sideswipe, redefine the dispositions, We've created a way to single out crimes of passion. Imagine that these people could still be contributing members of society sooner than later.
Wait, are you saying that you can get these felons among us or something?
I'm saying that we have found a way to reset and redistribute productive members back into society without any side effects.
Damn. Now that's interesting.
Yeah. It could be a way to reduce incarcerations in general. But right now we're working out the kinks.
How about the victims' families? What are their thoughts on this?
We're still in beta, Michael. And that's one of the things we're working on understanding better.
Hmm. What's the company called?
Right now it's called the Renewal Chamber. It's a work in progress. However, I've teamed up with Shelley Pendergrass on this one, and there's more to come.
Hmm. We are the most watched show in the world, JC.
Mm-hmm.
Audience, you know what to do. Let's light it up. For those of you that are new to In Time, this is your opportunity to break the search engines. Instant optimization. Now back to the game. Ready for the next question?
Not really.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Nothing.
Great. The next question. You own, or partially own, 127 businesses. To the nearest 100, how many employees do you have?
6,300.
To the big board. That is correct. You sighed. Is this painful for you?
Next question, please.
Okie dokie. What percentage of your employees work in third world countries?
That's a little ambiguous, don't you think?
Answer the question, JC, to the nearest percent.
Oh, shit. Okay, okay. I think, oh God, 38%.
38% of your employees work in third world countries?
Yeah. But when you say it like that, you make it sound like I'm doing something wrong.
I get to ask the questions, not trying to project anything.
Look, I'm providing economic lift in those countries, paying more than fair wages to retain top talent in tech and information.
Does it save you money?
Of course. But in our world economy, it's...
Let's see the big board. You are correct again.
Okay, I don't like where this is going. What you're implying?
Next question. On Sideswipe, what is your marriage rate? Is that a better question?
Shit. As of when?
This morning. To the nearest percent.
I don't know.
Well, that's okay. You can leave it up to the audience. The audience will have four realistic numbers to choose from. If they get it exactly right, then nothing gets added to the charitable contributions. If they are wrong, then we will add $10 million for every percent off. Or you can guess, and we will add $100 million for every percent off. Up to you.
Can I just leave?
Can I just leave? No, you signed a contract.
Okay.
Be a good sport. These are great causes. Think of the kids.
I do. I think of the kids all the time.
Make your decision.
Can I see what the options are for the audience?
Never been asked that one before.
Hmm.
Why not? Let's go to the big board. A, 12%. B, 14%. C, 17%. Or D, 21%. Now, ironically, none of these are based on what you're advertising.
At some point, do you ever say anything nice about the billionaires that come on this show?
Depends on the day, JC.
You're impossible. If I answer wrong, then it's... Okay, I think I'll let the audience answer.
Okay, audience, your vote! The audience has picked 21%!
21 seems high, but okay.
The answer was 12%. $90 million has been donated. Time to ramp it up, though, and start the speed round.
Commercial break, please?
Not yet.
But I have to, you know.
No. What is the divorce rate of those that get married as a result of the app?
I really need to pee.
Answer the question.
35%?
48.3%. That's $130 million donated. Thank you. Ah, thank you. What was your operating profit last year?
130 million gone.
Yes, speed round, keep up. Last year's operating profit across the entire enterprise. Answer, please.
5.9 billion?
Correct. On your tax return, what was the total amount of your enterprise's charitable contributions?
Oh, shit. I think I'm gonna pass out.
Answer the question.
Well, I think, I don't really know.
Yes, you do.
The minimum for the tax shield.
Give me the number.
Every wealthy person does it the same way.
I need a number.
47 million?
Incorrect. 43 million. The difference is $4 million, which will equate to $40 million more donated, bringing our total to $370 million donated.
Excuse me.
Okay. Can I can handle that.
It's all going to a good cause, JC.
Excuse me.
Final round, right after this commercial break.
You're doing great. Here's a warm towel. And some more water.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've done well, JC. Your business factor rating has moved up. The renewal chamber is trending on all social media and in search engines everywhere, which is what your goal was, right?
Sure.
JC? Who the fuck are you?
It's the guy who won the money.
JC, you probably don't remember me, but I know you. You ruined my life.
Please, someone please. Is this a joke? Is this the final thing?
Roll. Get the cameras rolling right now.
Rolling!
Wait a second. I do know you.
You remember me?
Of course. How could I ever forget you?
We never met. Not in person, anyway.
No, we didn't. But we almost did.
Yeah, exactly. Almost. You ruined my life and then based your app off of it.
Get him to sit down. Keep him talking.
Excuse me. Want to sit down?
No. No, thank you.
Keep him talking.
I'm here for her.
What? How did I ruin your life? I'm not going to be part of this.
You named your dating algorithm after me.
Impossible.
No, I replay everything over and over in my head. It's like a permanent scar on my memory.
Hi, what's your name?
Shut the fuck up. This isn't about you.
Okay, yeah, man. Can we get some?
I sat there at Saltgrass for 2 hours waiting. I thought that was the most humiliating.
I didn't show up.
No, you didn't. I had just earned my master's degree in music composition. Life was going really well for me. My work was sought after all over the world.
I remember. You shared some samples with me.
I did. And then you ran a background check on me and didn't give me a chance to explain.
No, I didn't. You're right. I'm married now, have kids, and life has moved on.
For you, not for me. Your idea, the concept for the app, was based on my background check. You use me as the example.
What?
The sample you use in your advertisements and online, the Pierre algorithm? You brag about this at your retreats and symposiums. Everyone knows me for being a criminal. You ruined my life, JC.
No, no, no. That's not true. Can't be true.
It's something I would have told you about. I felt obligated. But maybe after you got to know me for a minute or two? See that I was a nice guy? Someone who had rebounded from what had
happened?
That
was a lot of years ago. You need to let it go.
Pierre. My name is Pierre. I get reminders every day. I lost contracts for compositions, and people stopped doing business with me. I lost my friends. My family has disowned me.
That's not my fault. I didn't commit the crime.
I paid the price. I spent time in prison. I rehabilitated. I was back on track until you ruined my life. Because you were scared when you had nothing to be afraid of.
If you think it's so bad, then why not sue me? Why are you here?
I was here to kill you. Watching you squirm over losing a small percentage of your empire has shown me and the world how pathetic you've become.
Maybe I was a little upset.
Listen to me. Don't talk. I'm the reason you started Sideswipe in the first place. I should at least be recognized for that.
Sure. Done. Want money? I'll get you money. I'll get you anything you want.
Even now you're being pathetic. Lying to me? Sure. Done. I went to prison for killing someone who was crossing a road and my license was suspended. Vehicular manslaughter. 4 years.
I'll give you 15%.
Shut the fuck up. I'm giving you the answer to the question you never asked me. I was late for school. I was a grad student at UT, and things were amazing.
But your license...
Yeah, I was a college student, and I failed to pay a fine, and my license got revoked as a result. Hell, I didn't even know it at the time. How sad is it that the only reason I ended up getting convicted of this crime was because I was driving illegally? All of it over a $75 fine. $75 fucking dollars. How pathetic.
You killed someone. That's not...
I don't want you to talk. You don't know what you're saying. Gregory Stephen Andrews. That was his name. He's a 44-year-old man, and he chose my car to run out in front of. He fucking killed himself on my car. Why? Why did he choose me?
I don't know.
He chose me at random. He was gonna kill himself that day and wanted someone else to feel the guilt that he had from a life that sucked for him. Divorced, 3 kids, bankruptcy. His resume of sucking was long and vast. And he left a note! He left a fucking note, but his fucking family needed someone else to blame. The DA needed someone else to blame, and they found me. All of them found me. My stupid court-appointed lawyer said I should take the plea bargain, so I did. I was a fucking kid. I didn't know.
Can you put down the gun at least? I mean, we're all just... Why did you shoot me?
Shut the fuck up! I didn't kill you, I spared you. Gave you a fucking story.
What? What do you want from me?
I need you to know that you didn't give me a fair chance. That your app is ruining the lives of good people. People that deserve a chance at love. Not exposure without being able to communicate that to the person.
You just shot a man!
I did.
You realize that, because
right? Because of you.
You shot a man. You don't get to dictate to me what is my fault. That is you.
I do. And now you'll never forget me.
Pierre, stop.
No.
Don't! We can work this out. We can...
We can't. I'm a convicted felon and I have a gun. That's just one charge. I shot a man. That's another charge. I'm looking at life in prison, and if you had just given me a chance to prove that I wasn't the man your background check said I was, then none of this would have happened. None of it.
I'm sorry. You may have been the exception, but I was there. I watched as you squirmed and kept checking your phone. My heart was breaking. Because we had bonded so well. I thought it was a real chance at something. But you're right. I bailed because of the background check. And yeah, I thanked my lucky stars because who knows what kind of baggage comes with someone who has killed someone else.
I can't escape this endless hell. I can't pull myself together and escape the reality. You made me hate my life. You made me hate who I am. You made everyone hate what I did.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
Oh my God.
Turn the cameras off.
Oh.
No, put it down. You don't want to do this. Put it down.
Thank you for listening to the 7th episode of the Fragile Mind series, featuring Derek Kingsley, Hannah Lee DeFreitas, Ian Ashland, Claire Chadre, Jeff Cabral, Randy Hunt, Ray Fletcher, and Noah Turner. Written, directed, and produced by Joe Swenson. Please join us for episode 8, Senses.